Good morning once again. This is Pastor Edo coming your way with the Word of God. If you have a Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 John. 2 John chapter 1, verse 9. 2 John has only one verse. So chapter 1, verse 9. 2 John chapter 1, verse 9. And I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Whoever transgresses and abide not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Amen. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Amen. I have subtitled today's sermon as The Doctrine of Christ. The Doctrine of Christ. The Doctrine of Christ. If 2 John was a little letter that John wrote to a lady and her children, he commended them for their strong faith and also obeying the commandments of God. John warned them against false teachers. They are not to have any fellowship with them, but rather their fellow brethren. The false teachers denied the fact that Christ came in the flesh. So John wrote this letter to the lady and her children. He began by commending them for their strong faith and also obeying the commandment of God. And then John warned them against false teachers and not to have fellowship with them. The false teachers denied the fact that Christ came in the flesh. Now the word doctrine from the Greek is known as didache, which means instructions. The word doctrine from the Greek is known as didache, which means instructions. That's the act or the matter. So it means the instructions. The doctrine is the teaching of Christ. In fact, for the context of 2 John chapter 1, verse 9. Whosoever transgresses and don't abide in the doctrine, the didache of Christ, don't have God. Whoever abide in the doctrine of Christ have both the Father and the Son. The word rendered transgress in the Greek is parabino, which means to go contrary or to violate a command. Parabino means to go contrary or to violate a command. Hallelujah. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ had both the Father and the Son. 2 John chapter 1, verse number 9. Now we would like to consider some of the doctrine of Christ. What are some of the doctrine or didache of Christ? The first one we have to consider is love. One of the doctrine of Christ or teaching of Christ was to love one another. Because in John 3:16, Christ demonstrated his love for us. But I come to die for you and I. Hallelujah. So for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So one of the teachings of Christ is love. One of the teachings of Christ is love. One of the didache of Christ is love. That we must love one another. When we love one another, then it means that you have love for Christ. When you have one love for one another, that means that we love Christ. Hallelujah. Another doctrine of Christ is forgiveness. Is forgiveness. In fact, forgiveness is a divine concept. Anyone who forgives is of God, because God forgave us. Forgiveness is one of the doctrine of Christ. And anyone who forgives is of God, because God also forgave us. Hallelujah. The doctrine of Christ. Whosoever transgresseth and abide not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. So forgiveness is also one of the doctrine of Christ. Another doctrine of Christ is believing in God the Father. Believing in God the Father. Christ believed in his Father. So we must also believe in God the Father. Hallelujah. Most Christians profess that they belong to the Lord, belong to the Lord's church, but don't believe in God. They don't believe in God. Believing in God is one of the teachings or didache of Christ. We need to believe in God the Father. Another teaching of Christ is fleeing from sinful act. Is fleeing from sinful act. Christ preached about and taught about fleeing from sinful act. In fact, basically about repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Fleeing from sinful act. Any form of sin, we must flee. It's a teaching of Christ. It is a didache of Christ. We must live according to the didache or teachings of Christ. Hallelujah. Why transgressors are not of God? Why are transgressors not of God? When you go to our foundation text, 2 chapter 1, verse 9. Whoever transgresseth and abided not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abided in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. So the question is that, why are transgressors not of God? Anyone who does not abide in the doctrine of Christ is a transgressor in the following ways. So once you are not abiding to the doctrine of Christ, you are a transgressor. And these are some of the ways that we transgress. The love of God is not exhibited in the life of such a person. He is a liar. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Anyone, the love of God is not exhibited in the life of such a person, that person is a liar. So we transgress by not exhibiting the love of God in our lives. Any person with unrepented heart is a transgressor. When we are still living in our sinful ways, we are transgressing. If we have no forgiveness for one another, we are transgressing. If we don't have the Father as God in our lives, we are transgressing. If we are separated from God because of our sins, we are dead spiritually and we become transgressors of God. And anyone who does not abide in the doctrine of Christ is a transgressor. And for that matter, there is no love of God in that person. That person has an unrepented heart. That person has no forgiveness for his brethren. That person has not got the Father in his or her heart. That person is dead spiritually and separated from God. The doctrine of Christ is the pivot on which Christianity revolves. And as Christians, let's abide in the doctrine or the didache of Christ in order to gain access to the Father. Let's go back to the foundation text, as a concluding remarks. 2 John chapter 1, verse number 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. May God help us and guide us and give us the Spirit that will quicken us to abide to the doctrine of Christ. And this is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning. Amen.